The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Just talking about it. Some calling me a sinner, some calling me a winner. I'm calling you to dinner, and you know exactly what I mean. Yeah, I'm talking about you. You can rock or you can leave. Watch me tip without you. No, 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 whether I'm high or low, whether I'm high or low, I'm gonna tip on the tightrope. Baby, baby, whether I'm high or low.
Woo! You're listening. Oh, God. She's back. It's only Blimmin' Hattie Ashdown on Soho Radio. I'm back on the Culture Channel and with the other woman. But today is a bit of a relaunch. It's Funny Mummies with the Other Woman Show. Welcome! So basically, if you've not listened to us before, which of course you have, every Thursday at 3 o'clock till 4, it's the Other Woman Show. And I always get a bunch of funny ladies in. The other shows do music. We do. But I've rebranded it. I know. I'm like the breakfast show on Radio 2. Not really. And basically, I thought we're all parents. And basically, that's just my life. So I'm being selfish. And now it's the Other Woman Show with Funny Mummies. I know. I'm a genius. So I thought for any new listeners, or nude. I thought I'd introduce myself. So... I'm a bit hungover today. I only had three drinks. this morning, my baby fell out of the bed. That was a good start to the day. Oh. So I'm very qualified to do this parenting show. But as I say, it's a, if you're listening and you think, oh God, I don't want to listen to it. No, just talking about parenting stuff. I want to describe it as it's the parenting show for people that hate parenting shows. Okay. So I've been going through a nightmare of toilet training with my son. He's basically been toilet training for a year. I'm a mum without a mum. I know, sad. I run Screaming with Laughter. I run Screaming with Laughter, which is the original lunchtime comedy club. I have a wonderful husband. I couldn't think of a joke around there, but just I've no, isn't it? I know he's listening, that's why. What have I wrote here? And I don't I can't read my own writing. Oh, let's just bring the guests in. Oh yes, I had a meeting this morning about my child who's having emotional problems, and let's just say that lots of flare-ups, and there's going to talk to the family liaison person. And I realised when I came out that I was wearing a badge from a play I went to see last night called Pram Kicker. Brilliant. And the badge said, "Is it time for gin now?" Question mark. So that's me, Hattie Ashdown.
That was a short meeting.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show. So let's welcome our lovely ladies today. She's become a regular. She's been a bit of a rock for me, she has. She's the best road trip buddy you could have, as long as you hand feed her Haribos and Galaxy Melts. She's the originator of the Comedy Virgins Night. It's Gemma Beagley.
Hello.
Hey. All right, Gemma.
Hi.
That's all you can say. we'll move on, and then we can all just spill out. You may recognise our next guest, although you won't recognise her voice, because her voice was slightly different in an episode of... Cuckoo. Episode 2. I watched it.
Cheers, mate.
She played an Eastern European nanny. We all need one of them in our lives. She's a regular presenter on the Guilty Feminist podcast and her own very successful podcast, Hoovering. It's only blooming Jessica Fosterkew.
Hello.
So we're going to have a quick, let's just take a moment, ladies, and then we're gonna welcome Jodie from Self Space, who's a proper therapist. She's just gonna sort us out. I can't wait.
Amazing! I'm really excited.
I know. I'm trying to be more professional now. But we'll just have a catch up before she comes in. I don't know if she can hear the show out there. Can she hear it out there? No. Harriet was driving. Just shook her head. Said no. Okay. So, how are we? How's everyone?
All right, thanks. Yeah. Up and down. Excited about the therapy. Yeah.
Can you beat your baby falling out of bed this morning?
That's amazing. Also, the way you described it really sounded like the three drinks you had were also this morning.
Yeah. It may as well have been. No, I'm joking. No. But it's just terrible, isn't it, that now I can only have three drinks and I just feel like I've had 16.
Well, you're a cheap date now, Hattie.
I am a cheap date. It literally. But you know
what?
The
bright side.
You know what one thing it was? I went to the Vault. I know. It's the first time I've seen a play for ages. So I went to the Vault Festival and I had a cider. But, I mean, they just pump it full of chemicals and that's what's making me feel...
That's it, it's the chemicals.
It's the dirty pump lines.
I know, and then the classic, you know, everyone says it, don't all the
health... Did you not eat before? Empty stomach?
No, I hadn't eaten before.
I'm tired,
packet of crisps, yeah. Packet...
Chris isn't eating.
I know.
That's not generally.
I'm really not looking after myself, am I? I feel like you two are giving me... But have you had any... Honestly, I felt... All the... You know, they all say it, don't you? I'm terrible when I go to the baby clinic and I turn around for a second. They go, you can't turn around for a second.
Oh, yeah. You can't.
And I
go... You can't not look at your baby for 5 seconds.
Eyes on the baby.
And sometimes I forget to look at mine for nearly an hour when it's just him and I.
Do you... You can now.
I've got some one-on-one time to do. This year, I've tried to decide to have Wednesdays with him, just him and me.
Lovely.
You know, a bit of time, just us. We can arrange things and do things, but right. I'm not allowed to be on my phone. I'm not allowed to be working.
Do you manage it?
Oh, I'm getting anxious.
I feel sweaty just talking about it. No, and the reason I pick Wednesdays is because he's got 2 hour gymnastics class in the middle of it, so
yes!
I will get that time to look elsewhere.
2 hours?
Yeah.
Strategic.
It's a tenner, though.
I need to come drive all the way over to yours, because I go gymnastics on a Monday, or Huxley does, and that's only an hour, and he goes in on his own. Does Rudy go in on his own?
Goes in on his own.
For 2 hours.
£10, though. I can't afford to do that every week. But
that's expensive.
The weeks that I can afford to do it, it's really nice. I don't know how much he's getting out of it, I'll be honest. I think you talk about Huxley having some emotional things. Rudy came out of gymnastics and I said, what did you do in gymnastics? And very proudly he went, I didn't listen.
actively didn't listen. Yeah. I love that.
I love your stories about Rudy. I was trying to think of two of my favourite funny things. One that you two have said about your children. And I remember when Gemma came round with Alistair. And I was like, I should have said if it's all right to say their names. Yeah. That there now. They get picked on.
He's not listening, it's fine.
He's not what?
He's not listening. I've cut his Wi-Fi. Naughty boy.
He's only three, everybody. Is he three or is he four now?
He's four
now.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm up with my friends' children. I think he just started sitting up and you... brought him round and Alex came in and went, he's sitting up. And you went, yeah, well, you know, he's got his late night cabbying job to do. I don't know, it's just the way you said it was so funny. And I don't know if you do it anymore, but it's when you started doing, so Jess regularly does my Screaming with Laughter gigs. For those that don't know, it's a lunchtime comedy club where parents can bring their babies. And it legitimises daytime drinking for the parents. And you, it's very early on gigs, actually, where you were saying about trying to get the baby to sleep, which I'm going for the baby stage again now, trying to get the baby to sleep. It's like putting the ice cube tray in the freezer.
Oh, gosh, it is. I never turned that into...
I love that.
All the time, but it is. I do think it's similar, isn't it? That when I'm... What I meant was, I think transferring them.
Yeah, sorry, for those
like, if there's no room for the buggy inside, you can't leave them outside because this is 2019. But your nana would have done.
Yeah.
My nana once told me that she left my eldest uncle, her firstborn, outside as they would for up to two, three hours.
Shut the door.
Yeah, and then she thought, right, best bring him in for lunch. Looked outside, it'd been snowing for an hour. He's absolutely fine.
Can I just say, I have left. Like, I didn't want to But it was the toddler. Like, I just wanted peace and quiet, and he'd fallen asleep. And my double buggy, you can't get it in. And he was in the double buggy. You can't get it through my door. So I just left him at the front, but with the front door open. So I sat on the step. I just wanted peace and quiet. Is that all right?
I'm laughing because I remember another time that you left him out. Was it, I can't remember which of yours it was, but what? Left him in the double buggy and he just managed to slither out and sleep.
No, that was the baby.
Who's the last time we had a show that happened, I think, yeah.
Oh, God. Honestly, I shouldn't be doing this show because social services are going to ring after this. That was the baby, slithered out.
They bounce, though. Babies bounce. Yeah.
But I took him to hospital because I was really that's worried. Right. This time, small, and I was like, sorry, I've got to get to the radio show. I ain't got time. No, but there's a thing, if they're crying, they're all right. And isn't that what they say?
And that's why I've just left Alistair crying for 2 days now.
So I phoned 111 and they said, no, that means they're fine.
Oh, God. Right, so... Now, you know, I have my regular features of something you've sorted, and then I was thinking of a new one. Sod it, but.
I like this. Hattie.
Do you like it?
Yeah, sorted or sod it.
Yeah.
Really nice. But it's got a nice ring to it.
Do you think it?
Yeah.
So, if you've got anything, if you haven't, don't worry. But if, for those who don't know, so something that you like, you've been putting off, and you've just done it, you've just grabbed the. You know, and I know Gemma's got a big one. She might not want to talk about that one here. But it can be anything big, or it can be, you know, as I say, remembering to take a plastic bag to the shops, you know. And so we go with something you've sorted, shall we? Where's my...
I
wrote mine in my phone and I can't find my phone.
I think I may have sorted my career.
Have you?
Issue.
What was the issue?
What am I going to do? So I was in my day job, my proper job, this morning and... I was with my boss and the owner of the company walked in, who just happens to be Lord Michael Heseltine. So in he walks, and my manager says, and I leave immediately because that's how it works. He walks in and I walk out because I can't bear the presence of him. Ooh. And my boss said, "Oh, there goes Gemma. She's the one with all the money." Ha ha ha.
Oh.
And you know what I did?
Well.
A little Asda tap on the old tap on the old bum.
You gave your bum.
I did in front of Lord Michael Heseltine.
Yeah,
I mean, if I was quicker, I might have maybe said something hard hitting about Brexit or congratulated him on his amazing speech in the House of Lords, but instead I gave it the old 1990s double tap on the bum.
Hashtag me too'd yourself there.
I have a bit, yeah, I didn't look at his face, but I just thought I'm just gonna leave that in the room.
Did you have a bit of a jangle when you?
Well, there was had change.
Oh,
yeah,
she even had change.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
Very proud of you. Well done.
Well, that yeah. So really I think cool. I think hope I've left a lasting impression with Lord H, and I may be running the company soon. Who knows?
You've sorted it. Jess, can you top that?
I've had a career one as well. Ooh. I've been dithering over something for a year and I've done it. I changed agent this week.
Well, you two have got really big ones.
I've moved agent.
You've done it.
And it made me feel so sick because I've got like a really ludicrous fear of upsetting people, yeah. Which in itself is arrogant to assume that the agent that I left would have cared. But in the end, everybody has been very gracious.
Okay.
But I'm so frightened of change that it's taken me a really long time to do it. And then what feels like karma for it is, I think, I haven't signed anything yet, so maybe this is very... I'm going to cuddle wood as I say it. But I think today I've landed a writing job that could be really cool. So it feels like, oh, cool. It's nice to move to a new agent and be able to say, oh, I think I've... And
yeah.
I come bearing this fruit.
But yes. You got? Did you already. Get that on your
yes,
own?
Yes, I did get that on my own
reputation.
But then I think I'm gone are the days where I, not to be too kind of career specific, but as a comedian and actor and writer, gone are the days where I think that any agent gets you the majority of your work.
I was just
as
about
an actor,
to say, do they ever get?
They
you
have
anything?
To get you. They have to get you in the auditions, and that is quite. It's, you know,
so it's about access, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
about
getting
you seen by people,
they're
basically.
Just the
yeah, exactly.
Or woman.
But I'm excited. So I'm very excited about working with this new.
Oh,
one.
Well
I think
done.
She's going to have a real. It's a woman, and she set up her own agency, and I think she's going to have a bit of fight.
She's hungry, yeah. So that's good. I'd loads of different things, but we've got to get Jodie in. So no time for me, but that's fine. Main thing I sorted was this. I was like, I wanted, everyone keeps saying combine everything you're doing because I run the Lunchtime Baby Club. I was like, everything, you know, I wanted to combine it all. So I've now combined it. We are a parenting show, but, you know, not, yeah. So I've, that was my sort. Is that all right? Is that allowed?
That's brilliant.
That's brilliant. That right? On brand. You're building a brand.
I'm building a brand.
Brand Hattie.
The other thing I've part sorted, but it's so hard to get anything sorted with, I know it sounds a lame excuse, but with kids and everything, it's like, you have a morning, they have a morning, I was like, right, I'm going to sort. So I want to do this exhibition, just put that out there,
yeah.
Of photos that I've been taking.
Oh,
of,
I thought you meant like the Ideal Home exhibition. They were going to get a stand.
What would I be selling?
You've got loads of lovely knickknacks at your
breast pants. Breast pants?
Breast pants?
There you go.
Yeah, they are quite big.
Breast pads, because I was nearly leaking earlier and Gemma said, I've got breast pads. I said, no.
Oh. I still think you're saying breast pants.
I guess that doesn't it? an exhibition, because I took photos of my mum's staff. Oh, it's so morbid. I'm not even talking about it. It's not funny. And so I've got this idea that I'm some kind of, I don't know, artist, and I'm going to do an
conceptual
exhibition.
Conceptual artist.
Yeah, cool. I've got a bit like fancy. Basically, I just like, oh, bit of light, took a picture of a old makeup bag and was like, oh, that's arty. I'm I just want an excuse to have a few drinks and invite family and friends. But I've made one phone call.
That'll do. I think you've got to take that. That'll do.
Yeah. It was little a start. And I rang up and I said, hello, I'm not really an artist. I'm a performance artist. But I'm not really, you know, like drawing and painting.
Did you put on that posh voice hat?
Yeah. And then that went down, and he went, I'm ever so sorry, but the gallery's closing in a month.
Oh,
I've done this whole spiel. It was a gallery near where I live. I was like, oh, I've got to do all that.
Getting
all
into
again.
A dying industry. That's yeah. It. Yeah, brilliant.
He was like, you know, great. Due to, you know, the internet. And I was like, oh, great. So anyway, if anyone's got a gallery, I can exhibit my mum's exhibition. It's called My Mother's Handbag. It's going to be great. Because my mum had lots of bags and lots of stuff in bags. Anyway, let's get Blim and Jodie in, sort our heads out. So, Jess, would you like to introduce your song?
Yeah, I'm obsessed with this song at the moment. Ooh. I get I fall in love with a song and then I listen to it again and again. I've already listened to this a few times today.
Like a toddler with a next favourite program.
Yeah, I can't, maybe I'll never grow out of it.
This is your baby shark,
I'll be biting you all next. This is my baby shark. this is my Paw Patrol, this is. it's Florence and the Machine, Hunger, the second track off their latest album that came out last year.
Any reason why you love it? Just love it?
Oh, just because I have this podcast all about eating called Hoovering. And I talk to so many people. I get so much contact from people with disordered eating. And this is one of the most beautiful sort of expositions or take on someone talking about their history with disordered eating. It's about so much more than that.
Yeah.
But just like the opening line of it, just I feel it twisting me in the heart. I love it.
Go for it, Harriet. You're listening to The Other Women Show.
At 17, I started to starve myself. I thought that love was a kind of emptiness. And at least I understood then the hunger I felt. And I didn't have to call.
You're listening to The Other Woman Show, the new Other Woman Show. Oh, no, we've given that away. Oh, yeah. Look, you're not simply the best yet, but we might have a little bit of that later. Oh, what's that, me eye? You're listening to The Other Woman Show, very organised. you're in safe hands, don't worry. The Other Woman Show, this, and it's now The Other Woman Show, Funny Mummies. Just to remind you, we're with Jess Fosgue, Gemma Beagley, and now... Jodie, I didn't ask how to pronounce your second name.
Right. It's Caris, not
Caris.
It should be Caress, I think, would be much foxier.
Please welcome Jodie Caress from Self Space.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us. So she's a proper therapist and everything. And I follow her on Instagram, and she's also a friend of a friend. Both friends of Maxine. She's not your sister, is she? No.
Maxine. No.
Okay, I'll just pick up.
Be nice she's if chosen she to be her friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even better.
Even better. Thank you for coming on
Pleasure.
The Other Woman Show.
It's a delight to be here.
And we just got so many things to talk about. But let's, Self Space, for people that don't know, and everyone must know, I just think it's a blooming great idea. Of course, otherwise I wouldn't have you on. It's in Shoreditch at the moment, but am I allowed to say that you're expanding?
Yes, please do.
So you're going to hopefully have one in Soho.
That's the plan. So we're pretty much at capacity already. It's our first birthday at the end of February, so we're super excited about that. Mm-hmm. And I just popped it up to kind of see what the kind of appetite was, and it's been amazing.
Yeah,
been
that's so amazing. Good. Yeah. And so for those that don't know, it's sort of like a one-stop therapy place.
Yes.
So, and I did a little rehearsal as if I was booking myself in.
How did it go?
I don't think I was doing it quite right. But I'm glad to say it's quite expensive. But then I thought,
does it feel expensive?
But then I'm poor.
Right.
But then
okay.
Probably the price. I was thinking because
got zero money, it is more than that.
But it's probably about the price of going for a meal with a friend.
Round of drinks. That was the whole thing. It's like,
yeah.
Culturally, we don't kind of allocate money for our mental health, really, at the moment. And yet we're all in the pub talking about how rubbish we feel. And so the idea is that we start to commit money to it. Yeah. So it's £68 for 50 minutes at the moment. And I can see, you know, we did a lot of research around what will people spend.
Yeah.
And it has been super busy. And
wow.
How late can people get an appointment? If you were like that morning.
An hour. You should be able to get one an hour after. But because we need to scale, it's getting harder. But that's the idea.
And if someone like books in, do you have to, someone phones up and goes, quick, Julie, we need a therapist now. Like, is it like that?
We haven't had that exact scenario. We haven't, but we could service and emergencies if we needed to, but we want it to be more the thing you do when you're not unwell, right? Because we associate mental health somehow with illness.
Yes. Mm.
And I'm really keen that we turn that on its head and it's around kind of aspiring to be well.
Well, I think you're preaching to the converted.
I used to have a bit of stand-up about that, actually.
Did you?
Like the assumption that people have that if you're in therapy that you must be mentally ill, whereas in my head it's always been preventative. And it's, if someone's saying, oh, they're in therapy, if someone thinks, oh, they're in therapy, they must be mental, it's like thinking, oh, she's on the pill, probably pregnant. It's the same logic. It doesn't make any sense, that's somebody who's taking care of their noggin.
Yeah, and I think it's because we associate it with going to the doctor, which is where you go when you're sick. But for me, that's the kind of end. There's been nothing in the middle, really, here of talking to our mates and then going to the doctor. So you can go to a range of different exercise things, right? But when it comes to mental health, there's not much on the range. So,
it's just great. Oh, because
sort of thing, maybe could you just go, like, before you had a really big, scary
interview
or something,
conversation with, like, you know, Christmas was a massive time where everybody's got to have that conversation, need to talk to somebody about this thing. I've got to sit in a room with those people and it's definitely going to be a fight, and we're just like there to sort of talk about that stuff and make it a bit more normal, really.
And also, I suppose, because if you go and see a therapist, you'd there'd really be a minimal number of sessions that you'd be looking at, whereas this is a bit more pay-as-you-go basis.
A bit more ad hoc. So you can come, sometimes we see people once and then not again for 5 months.
Oh, really?
But often people do stay engaged. It's really interesting, the kind of freedom of it. And we're really big on giving the client autonomy, because I think it often, is the power is lent to the therapist, which is fine, it works, it's an excellent model, but we wanted to try and make it a bit more accessible. And we can't always commit to 8 o'clock in Gospel Oak every Thursday. You just don't know what you're going to be doing, so this has been it's been good.
A lot of mums?
Yes we do, and we do sometimes get people asking for therapists who have children. And I had never kind of anticipated that. And actually, it was a really important reflection, because often you wouldn't know if your therapist had children or not. Like, you don't really get into that dialogue. But I get asked quite a lot. And I do answer if I think it's useful.
Yeah, really? I guess. I mean, I was seeing a grief counsellor, and she had sound silly, but she had children and I didn't think about the time, but it was a comfort to me because when I was seeing her about grief, but also obviously you talk about everything, and at the time I was going, I really want a second baby. And so it was and then while I was seeing her I got pregnant.
So amazing. Yeah. Well, there you go, you had it all at once.
I know. So we were talking when I talked to you off air, Jodie. Mm. I mean, we've got so many things we could cover, but one thing I've been... What are you...
I'm just chuckling because I'm trying to work out whether my therapist has got kids.
Yes.
And, are you?
Did you ever want to know, were you ever curious about things about you?
I'm still in the therapy, but I would never ask.
No.
I feel like for me, that's where the boundary's at. Mm. Like, I can't find out anything about her.
I'm the same.
Oh, no, I couldn't help but ask her stuff. She's very professional, didn't really tell me a lot, but I wanted to... It's because I wanted her to be my best friend.
Mm. Yes, exactly. Mm. I already feel guilty about how much joy I take when I can make her laugh.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Which is not the point.
but well done, you.
Yeah.
That's a win. That's like, definitely a win.
Humour. Yeah.
But it's. Yeah. I think it's the whole thing around this idea that it has to be whatever you need it to be. So it's not about them in the space. But I remember going to see one of my supervisors once, and it wasn't a therapeutic relationship, but it's kind of similar. And she had left a pair of knickers on the radiator. And I was like, not sure if I can cope with that.
No.
In a lot of kind of, you know, it was a really interesting
I've only had the
finding out
reality.
Your teacher's first name, kind
of. Yeah.
Very interesting. I've only had the classic, you know, look at the watch. Like, I've seen them look at the watch. I'm like, no, not seeing them again.
Because you felt, what did you feel? That you weren't interesting or something?
No, that I was taking up their
time.
Well, I am taking up the time.
It is, but it's quite strict. I think the time has to be quite strict, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's but now this was when I was like a student. I was all like, action, like, all right, I'll see the counsellor.
You probably wanted to hate on them.
Oh, God.
A bit.
Don't worry, I got sent to the principal. I was a bit naughty, and so they said I had to go and see the counsellor. Oh. It was all right. That's, then they tested me.
That's never going to be the best therapy you ever have, is it?
No.
The one
no.
that you're sent to
not
against
the one
your
you
will.
Not the one.
I've been distracting. I was obstructing the peace. But not for like an anarchist sort of way. Just like being in someone else's dorm and making a lot of noise.
In the boys' dorm, though.
No, they're all mixed. Right. And stuff. I went at boarding school, making it sound posh. It was just university. But, you know, like you have different house. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Boring.
You were breaking the rules.
I was breaking the rules.
Yeah, obstructing the peace.
You don't really know what I was doing. I was part naked and stoned. Anyway, those were the days.
Nothing's changed then,
now.
Right?
My problems are mum guilt. So I thought we could talk about mum guilt. But I mean, it's something I work through and I think I've got a hold of and then it sort of comes back.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Do Gemma, Jess, are you...
Yeah.
I mean, if you can say... I mean, it's never wrong to just say, no, I don't have it. I'm perfectly fine. Or do you think it just comes with being a mum?
Well, I think it's quite useful. And, you know, one of the things I found out years ago is that guilt isn't an emotion. And I think it's self-generated. And I find... So it's a choice, actually, even though it doesn't feel like it. And I think that's really useful because the mum thing, the whole thing, am I good enough?
Mm.
Am I doing the right thing? God, I'm never there. Am I feeding them right? It just goes on and on and on and can be completely relentless until you just say, I'm choosing to feel that. Or I'm going to do something about the thing. I'm going to change. I'm going to make a change so I don't feel that anymore. Right?
It's fascinating.
It's got better for me, I think, just because of that good enough thing, you know, that I can, it feels like my son's happy, and so it's like, well, okay, I can't be that bad.
Mm.
But I feel like it is an innate thing that we have, and it almost keeps us coming back to our child, like in some kind of caveman way, where we'd just run if we didn't have that attachment and guilt. Mm. It feels like, you know,
it's
part
of caring,
up.
I guess.
Yeah, well, and
or
but
an extension of an emotion.
I though, don't think that fathers have it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh. Maybe not in the same kind of way.
Yeah.
But something.
I don't know. I feel that it's my home situation, but I think that fathers can seem to be able to detach from it a bit more than mums can.
Oh, so stereotyping to say it. I can't compartmentalise it better, but I think, yeah. don't know. I've never asked Alex. I'll have to ask him.
And it is something. I do think it can be really useful, like you say, because it keeps us evolving. Mm. If you're able to sit in that kind of, oh, I'm feeling pretty not great about that right now, I do think it can be really, really helpful as a bit of a neon.
I guess.
Yeah. It's like I think you constantly kind of keep all different things in check. Mm. So I'd occasionally have bits of guilt about being away for work and things like that, but only if I could see it impacting on it, his behaviour. And I've got a very toddlery toddler. but, you know, actually, the vast majority of the time that it was having any, it wasn't anything to do with me. It's just what he was doing at the time he was doing it. But I had a 5-day holiday without him last year, and I did tons of prep. I know, sorry, Sally bragging hammocks. I did loads of work with my therapist in advance of that so that I could enjoy it and not spend the whole time fretting that I didn't really deserve it and that I should have taken him and that. You know, that's not what a good mum does, goes away without their then 2.5-year-old for a whole week. But if I hadn't gone, I'm going to definitely make time, if I can afford it, to do that every single year.
Great.
Because it was 5 days. Before I went, I think I would have had a nervous breakdown if I hadn't had a proper break at some point, because his behaviour was so difficult at the time and I was working so much. And when I came back, I was 100% a better parent and person generally.
And it does them good often as well. If they can understand that you have a life outside of them, but that you still love them and you still care.
And also, they don't really remember anything before 4, do they? So
unconsciously, they'll be
so 5 next year.
Knowing that you go, but that you also come back. Yes. And my therapist gave me some amazing things to say to him.
Great.
I know that you might be sad if I'm not there, but I'm really happy doing this thing and I'm thinking about it. It doesn't mean I don't love
you. I'll FaceTime you before him.
Did you phone? Did you phone a bit
of WhatsApp videoing and it was fine. Yeah, it was
Do your kids pick up? FaceTime, do they? Because mine is just like, nope. They don't want to do it. Not interested.
Really?
Yeah.
What if you're not... So they don't want to see you because you're not there?
I don't know if it's just... If he's just like, no,
to anyone or just you?
just me. Mainly me.
How old is he?
He's 4.
4.
Yeah.
So mine are bigger. Mine are 11 and 9. And they...
Oh, they probably
I think
it.
They can't be bothered to
Hi, Mum.
Yeah, it's just sort of going through the motion. Mm. But they've got email addresses now and that's pretty amazing.
Brilliant.
You are in my life when I wasn't even phoning you. And it's actually really nice, you know, because they can choose to do it and it works and they can feel connected and all that stuff.
Forgot what I was going to say. Cool. Should we have a little, let's have a musical breather. if you can't think of anything to say, just put a song on, is what I say. We're not...
I wonder what song might be.
Yeah, I wonder.
We might have had a little... We're not having that.
No. What is it?
No, it's... I think we're having a...
We're having
a bit of science.
Oh.
I heard it through the grapevine. This was requested by my new producer, Charlotte. So let's have that, and you'll listen to The Other Woman Show with me, Hattie Ashdown, The Funny Mummies. Thank you. So we're going to do a little, before we get into more therapy stuff, and I want to talk about comparing with other mums. I might talk about that. But where's that coming from?
Ooh. Don't know, aliens?
I feel like I'm in a supermarket.
self-checkout.
Yeah.
Someone's just checking themselves out.
Weird visualisation you're doing there. I'm in a supermarket.
Technique that Jodie's going to give us if we were maybe having a little panic attacks.
Do not envisage yourself in a supermarket.
No, that is the worst place.
I've broken the machine. My sound print thing isn't working on the phone, so I can't pay that way.
I know,
everybody's looking at me. Oh, they can all see that I'm buying 4 bottles of wine and some nappies.
The scan, oh, self-service. Oh, just talk about that all day. So, imagine we're having that panic attack or whatever it is. I've never really had them before my mum died. So I've had them in that way of like, I'm not going to see her again. And it's like, so I've had it with that.
Anxiety.
It's what
separation anxiety
is. It
is what you were talking about before, you know. And right. It's why toddlerhood's so get. Hard, you know. Probably. Gosh. I mean, I don't know.
I'm getting both of them because I've got a 6-month-old. So it's a classic separation. He's just realizing that he's not part of me. So I've got him, and then I've got the toddler. Oh, they all want me. It's nice to be wanted.
It sort of is, but it sort of isn't. I know exactly what you mean.
Very this tiring. Like,
you can feel
and he just
so
wants me all the
at.
Time, not daddy. I'm just thinking of something funny you told me. Are you allowed, can you say it on air?
Yeah, which one?
You know when Rudy didn't want daddy to pick him up from school or something, and he said it in a robotic voice.
Oh, at the moment my 3-year-old thinks that if he says things in a robot voice then they won't be as offensive, so he says, "Leave me alone, you are not my best friend. I don't love you, daddy."
Which is quite funny.
It's really funny. It's really hard to get upset by it. "I am a robot, I am not Rudy."
I just thought that was so sweet. Like, you were thinking about his dad's emotions.
He's got a jumper with a robot on it. He really, he's just started to really embody some characters that he goes for, actually. It's quite funny.
And a robot's
really
clever. A good one because it doesn't have feelings, right?
Is clever.
He does quite an emotional face while he's being a robot, which sort of gives it away. But yeah, the fact that he goes into that voice when he's about to start saying some awful things is great.
Anyway, I love that. So, Jodie, if we were having a little panic attack, we're even in the supermarket.
Yeah, in the supermarket, this is going to look good for you, ladies.
But I'm guessing we'd go aside, find a bench or something.
Yes.
Sit down.
So, careful you don't blow bogeys everywhere, okay? God. So, if you take... Do you want me to do it now?
Yeah, let's
okay. So, if you take your thumb and your index finger and put your thumb on your left nostril...
Oh.
Yeah. And breathe in through the right nostril. Hold at the top. Put your index finger on your right nostril. Take your thumb off your left nostril and breathe out through the left. Hold at the bottom. Breathe in through the left. Hold at the top. Put your thumb on your nostril. Remove your index finger and breathe out. Want to do it one more time? So catchy. Breathe in through that nostril. Replace your finger, hold at the top, take your thumb off, breathe out.
I've forgotten what I'm doing.
Okay.
I cheated
so that's
and
really
done a
nice
bit out
and
my
simple
mouth.
For the radio. I just hope everyone's like snotting over things as they're going, which bloody finger? It does work. It's really good.
I can feel it's
I liked it.
I mean, it's a distraction technique.
Totally.
Well,
it clears the kind of front lobe. So if you do that 20 times, it's really good because it's quite complicated. So you've got to think about what it is you're doing.
You can't start drifting off into whatever it was you're anxious about.
I like to see you doing that, Hattie, whilst breastfeeding with a toddler at the side. That's going to work.
That's not going to work.
But it is really good. And if you kind of get into the discipline of it, it happens really quickly. And it does just kind of realign you a bit. It's just about taking your mind off. You know, anxiety is so useful because it's, whilst it's really, really challenging and completely kind of disrupting, it is also kind of a bit of a signal for we need to kind of get to what the thing is that's causing the symptom.
Okay, that's
interesting. So it keeps coming, and often you can work out what's kind of going on if you map it back. So, yeah.
No, that's interesting because my husband suffers with anxiety. I think he's in a good place at the moment. But, I think all these things does make up who we are. I remember a friend telling me, Hattie, you're very sensitive. And I remember when I was seeing a therapist before, and it was so nice because she was like, that's a good thing. It means you care. And I was just like, that's what a good therapist does, is turn it around and you go,
I'm sensitive. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sensitive.
I like it.
Don't touch me.
I saw her. Oh, I wish I could remember her name, actually. But, she's one of the people you can vote for in the women's equality party.
All right.
As part of a panel of people talking about campaigning for rights for parents, working parents, actually. And she was saying this isn't about, she's saying it's, I'm done with being told we have to have a thicker skin. Mm. This is the thin skin revolution.
Mm. I love that.
Well,
because what are we supposed to all not feel?
Yeah.
Because it's too hard to manage. And I think that's where lots of these, you know, the idea of anxiety, depression, all of these things, they're just information about yourself, really. And that's not to say it's not really, really complex and difficult to live with. But
yeah,
it is also lots of communication happening, you know.
Jodie, just off the top of my head, what do you think about all the diagnoses now with, like, bipolar and all like that?
I mean, we don't diagnose at Selfspace. I mean, I think that sometimes wrapping words around stuff is really, really useful for people to understand themselves in a context. Self-diagnosis is really not useful.
No.
And it can drive everybody completely, you know, up the wall. And I don't think that helps. I also, you know, we're very liberal with terms, and I think we panic when we hear them. So when people, you know, if you get a diagnosis from the doctor of depression, then suddenly that's
get depressed about being depressed.
There's a whole, look, everybody gets depressed. It's like I look at it like a road, and it just depends how big the dip is. And I think, you know, if we can really understand that things are transient and they do move on, and emotional states change very quickly. It's a journey. Yeah. No, it is. It really is. So I don't know. Look, it's useful in some contexts. Yeah.
Are you saying I should stop telling everybody that my partner's got Asperger's? Because
well, has he got Asperger's?
He hasn't been diagnosed, but he definitely has, mate.
Even he says he has. Maybe if your son starts saying that in a robot voice, we're going to worry.
Daddy, that showed a horrible lack of social empathy.
You should start doing it.
Yeah, when you're having an argument.
The family of robots, I like it. Do that at the school gates.
At the school gates, which links me in lovely to a bit of swig of water. Is it water? No more gin for me. So we've only got about five minutes. Is the comparison thing? I don't know if I feel like Gemma and Jess, you're too cool to compare yourself. But
unlike me, I definitely. Yeah.
Sorry, Jodie.
I'm joking.
And I feel like it's such a long thing, background thing to it, but I never used to at all. And like it, like talking about anxiety, I talked to my husband and he would say what anxiety feels like for me. He goes, you know, I would go into, if just walking across a room, I think everyone's looking at me and worries what people think of me. And I was like, I don't have that. I don't give a sod. But for some reason in the mummy world, it's because it's just such an outside my normal world. And let's be honest, I'm hanging about with people I wouldn't normally hang about with. I just do a lot of the comparing and think, oh, am I doing this? And
Well, I think, you know, that happens because that is also super fast paced. You know, what we've got to be doing this sleeping thing and now this feeding thing and, oh, God, I'm not doing it. And, you know, I think also we don't have outside, kind of much outside gaze when we're in those early phases. So it's just about the baby, really.
Yeah.
And you. And so I think we get a bit latched on to that process. I mean, it's not useful to compare, but, you know, if it's what's happening, it's what's happening, isn't it? It's kind of where you're at in a way. But I do think there's a lot of, am I doing it right? And am I, how do I find my own way? You know, and that sort of really important.
I think, and it's the opinions thing. And I saw a thread on social media where someone was struggling with their baby sleeping, and I read this thread, and it was just a list.
Not Ellie Taylor.
A list of opinions, and I was just, I just want, you know, but then I wanted to come along. Then
it will be so bombarding to read that you'll be so
overwhelmed. Yeah. At 4 o'clock before, in the bloody morning.
Even when I was pregnant, I put something up just about what. Anyone recommend a good buggy?
Don't get a buggy.
800 messages in 20 minutes later.
That makes exciting reading.
It's so stressful.
Yeah.
But also everybody's got an opinion. It's like, ooh!
And I wanted to say, everyone, leave her alone. So that's my opinion then. Yeah. You know? It's just like, well, who the hell am I? Yeah. And it's just, and I know that's a social media issue, or it's just that sort of
megaphone issue. But yeah, so I think that that comes from it a lot. And I have good days and bad days with the comparison thing. It's just sometimes I don't give a monkeys and sometimes I'm just like, every other woman seems to be absolutely head over heels in love with their child and want to give up their whole life for their child. And so I must be an awful, awful person. You know, on a bad day, that's me.
I don't. I really enjoy my life.
No, I'm sure I wasn't like that either. It's okay.
But you know, on a bad day, that's what it seems to me, is that all these other women are just skipping down the road with their children.
Mm. And that it's easy. And but the thing is, we don't know. You know, the thing that I've learnt since we launched Self Space, actually, is that you have no idea really what's going on in people's lives. And everybody is really kind of battling with their own stuff. It just might not be so apparent or different, that's all.
I think I'm not so bad with the local mums around me, because I just think, yeah, but I'm funnier than them. So
but also, Hats, if you want to feel better about mumming, compare yourself to me more often.
You're always
like,
so
every time
to
I
me.
Come round, you're like, last time, it was actually probably a while ago now, but one time I was around and you were brushing Hux's teeth or making sure he did it for a lot, and you were like, oh, they know he's got to do it for at least 30 seconds. And I was like, and this is clearly happening twice a day.
it's not working. He's still rubbish at doing it. We've got a song and everything we do now. But
do you know what I mean? That is so much effort. Mine gets a whip round just before he goes to sleep.
Really?
Yeah, it's a wonderful whip around.
But that's because
our dentist said, what lovely pegs.
Yes, same.
Perfect. Yep. But that's exactly because our dentist said, I can see something growing in his
your
mouth.
Your dentist wants some of your moolah, mate.
That would hit. But I've moved
see
on to
growing
the...
in his mouth.
Blabbing Instagram. I sort of have this relationship of loving and hating it, but there is so many like influencer parents on there now.
What is that?
Here she goes.
What,
a feather's going up.
It's Cardi B.
Yeah, with that bottom. Is Cardi B the one with the sort of bottom implant?
Extra bottom.
Which is
interesting to me.
I don't know what you're even talking about.
Live your bloody life outside of your mobile bloody phone. I can't bear it.
Have you got that app which tells you how long you've been on?
Yes.
So yeah, that's terrifying.
That's judgmental.
On Sunday.
Talk about am I a good parent or not.
Oh god, we're gonna have to go. But we haven't had time to have our women that we normally like to big up a woman. Can you just say it in one word? Yeah. Go, if you haven't got one, that's fine. Jess.
I want to big up Jodie Brearley, who is a mum in Manchester who started in the most amazing project called Pregnant Then Screwed. Look it up if you are a working mum, or parent, I should say. It's tip top legal advice, all sorts of stuff, fun stuff, great ideas. And I hosted a live event for them recently that was one of the most fascinating things I've ever been involved in. Brilliant.
Yeah, no, I've seen her on Instagram. Gemma?
Gina Martin, who her campaign got upskirting, yes, taking photos of women's bits and bobs without their permission. What's it called?
Illegalised, that's not
worked.
That's awful. Years ago.
It's
taken
she's worked
two
really
years
hard
to get the law changed, even though she had cross-party agreement on it.
Amazing.
Because there's one old Tory man who kept voting it down on his own.
Yes, that's right. He's gone through. Oh, what? That's a brilliant one. You guys
through,
have got...
yeah.
It's not my I'm Lord gonna... H, is it? It's not Lord Esseltine.
I'm just going to big up Jodie.
I'm going to take that. Thank you,
Hattie. Just hope I get some free therapy now.
When it comes to
polyamorous, yeah.
When it comes to therapists, can I have more than one? Shall I
you
have
can
an affair?
Definitely have
I want you to be my therapist.
Is that a thing people do? No, that.
Well, we say that if you want to change until you find the right one, then that's good. Polyamorous though in the therapy world.
Yeah.
That's gonna stick.
So we're gonna play out on a song that when you listen to the words, think about this being read out, the words to this song being read out at my wedding by my good friend Josie Long. And I said to her, would you do a reading at my wedding? And I gave her the song words to this song. Gemma, would you like to introduce it?
Yeah, so imagine if Beyonce was talented and had something to say. Ladies and gentlemen, Tina Turner.
You're blooming the best. Thank you very much for listening. You've been listening to the Soho Radio Culture Channel. We'll see you next time. Bye. Bye, everyone. Thanks for coming.
Bye.
Thanks,
Jodie. Bye.
Thanks, Jodie.
Come. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.